You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2. I read, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith." Two crucial prayer issues are mentioned here for the church. In your church, can I ask you, do you usually pray for the word of God to run swiftly and be glorified? Did you know it's one of the prayers the church is called to pray? It says, "Pray for us, brethren, that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you." It is our responsibility in the body of Christ to pray consistently, constantly, that the word of God may run swiftly and be glorified. We cannot just sit down, relax, and expect the word of God to just function and perform. We have a responsibility to cry to God that his word must run swiftly. The word must move and the word must be glorified. When the word brings conviction, God is glorified. When the word turns men from their sinful ways to Jesus Christ, God is glorified. The second leg of that prayer is that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. Brethren, please don't joke with this prayer. The Bible clearly says that there are unreasonable men. There are wicked men, as in they are completely unreasonable. I saw in the news just last week, where a group of armed robbers went and robbed banks in a community, and they killed about 10 persons. While they were fleeing, the police were able to kill two of them, and then about four of them was arrested. Now, look at it. Does it make sense? They could have been in their homes now, relaxing. No matter how poor they may be, they will have peace. They can sleep on their bed. But they are going to face death penalty, those who are caught alive. And then they just cut short 10 people for nothing. You know, it should not come to us as a surprise. The Bible says they are unreasonable men and they are wicked men. This kind of men, and when I say men, I mean male and female, there is nothing you can say to them. They cannot understand. You are asking yourself, why is this person doing this? Why is this person this wicked? The scripture has said it. There are unreasonable and wicked men. They cannot reason. No matter how much you try to explain things, no matter how much you try to say, "Can't you see? Can't you understand?" They cannot understand. They are only bent on their ways. These kind of men, they don't reason. And then the other part of it is that there are wicked men. Men that do not feel happy until they have done evil to another person. And you don't know where these men are or when you can come across them. That is why it is a prayer point for us. Lord, deliver me from unreasonable men. Deliver me from wicked men. Don't joke with this prayer. If the scripture is asking us to pray like this, we should pray. Remember, Jesus also asks us to pray that he will deliver us from all evil. I pray that you will receive wisdom to pray right in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. For inquiries or counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.